Good evening. I am Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this Sunday of the Passion, Palm Sunday, Year A. Our readings for today, for the Liturgy of the Palms, Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2. 19 to 29, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 to 11, and the readings for the ministry of the Word, Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 to 9a, Psalm 31, verses 19 to 16, Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 14 to chapter 27, verse 66. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, You hold the universe in the palm of Your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on You and our minds on Your truth. For we have come to worship You as Lord of all. Amen. Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God, who came ruined sinners to reclaim. Alleluia, what a Savior. Lord, on this Passion Sunday, we gather to hear again the message of the cross. Though we have heard it so many times before, may we hear it today with wonder, amazement, and joy, as if we were hearing it for the very first time. Make us aware of the cost of healing our relationship with You. Teach us the cost of forgiveness. Show us the depth of Your love. Renew our desire to kneel at the foot of the cross. And challenge us by the sacrifice of Your Son. In His name, Amen. We have the hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, CPWI 147.
Oh,
We pray the collect for the Sunday of the Passion, Palm Sunday, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, He Suffered. He Suffered. When we profess our faith using the Nicene Creed, we say in part of Jesus, for our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried. We repeat these words very often, not considering the depth of suffering that Jesus endured for the sins of the whole world, your sins and mine. We fail to appreciate the extent of the suffering that Jesus undertook for us. His suffering was physical, emotional, and psychological. It was his spiritual strength, his close relationship with the Father, that enabled him to survive the pain and suffering and not die before giving up his life with the words, Father, into your hand I commend my spirit. Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Jesus' suffering began before he was sentenced by Pontius Pilate to be betrayed by one whom he had chosen to be an apostle. To share the good news of God's salvation could be identified as the beginning of Jesus' suffering. He chose Judas Iscariot to be an apostle. Judas was present at all his teachings. Judas would have received the explanation for the parables. He would have been present at the miracles Jesus performed. He would have been present when Jesus gave new life to the dead. However, Judas would betray his master for money, 30 pieces of silver. Judas loved money more than he loved Jesus. Jesus suffered when he was betrayed with a kiss, a sign of affection. Jesus must have suffered when he told the disciples as they went out from the Last Supper to the Mount of Olives, "You will all become deserters because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered." Matthew 26, verse 31. Jesus' suffering would have increased when he had to tell Simon Peter, the leader of the group, that he would deny him not once, not twice, but three times. The one on whom he depended to lead the group after his return to the Father would say in public three times, "I do not know the man." Matthew chapter 26, verses 70 72 and 74. Jesus would have suffered when he was rejected by the people, the same people who on that first Palm Sunday spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Matthew chapter 21, verses 8 and 9. It was the same crowd a few days later that would shout Barabbas when given a choice of releasing Jesus or Barabbas, who was a murderer. When Pilate asked, what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah? All of them said, "Let him be crucified." Matthew chapter 27, verse 22. This was the crowd that saw firsthand the power of God through Jesus. This was the crowd that experienced the love of God as Jesus preached and taught and healed. How quickly they forgot. How much would Jesus have suffered by their rejection? Jesus suffered as he experienced the injustice meted out to him by Pontius Pilate. Pilate knew Jesus was innocent, for he realized that it was out of jealousy that they handed him over. Matthew chapter 27, verse 18. Jesus must have suffered at the injustice of Pilate sentencing an innocent man to death and washing his hands, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." Matthew 27, verse 24b. Jesus suffered physically and emotionally when he was flogged and stripped and humiliated by the Roman soldiers. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put on his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. Matthew chapter 27, verses 28 to 31. How much would Jesus have suffered at the hands of the Roman soldiers? But there is more. He was made to carry the cross beam of the cross, a very heavy piece of wood. He had to carry the cross through the streets of Jerusalem to the hill of Calvary, where he was to be crucified. Because they wanted to see him suffer and die on the cross, the soldiers came upon a man from Cyrene called Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. Matthew 27, verse 32. Having endured the taunts of the crowd on the road to Golgotha, the place of a skull, Jesus was nailed to the cross. Huge nails were driven through his hands and his feet to ensure that he was firmly attached to the cross, which was then raised upright. Jesus suffered the humiliation of being put to death like a common criminal in a method of execution that was the most physically painful and emotionally humiliating that was ever invented. Death on the cross is slow and painful. The individual dies by suffocation. As you hang on the cross, The muscles in the chest, which facilitate breathing, become weaker and weaker until they cease to function. Crucifixion is the most painful way invented to put a human being to death. To ensure that he was dead, the soldier pierced his heart with a spear. Jesus suffered on the cross for 3 long, painful hours. However, even as he suffered, he forgave those who put him to death. He offered salvation to the penitent thief. He ensured that his mother was looked after by his favorite disciple, John. And finally, he gave up his life. Jesus, the Son of God, the Word that became flesh, suffered and died that we might receive forgiveness of our sins. Do we appreciate the depth of his suffering? Do we recognize that his suffering is a reflection of his love for us? We are reminded by the prophet Isaiah the reason for his suffering. Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 5. Ours were the suffering he bore. Ours the torments he endured. While we thought he was being punished, struck by God and brought low. He was pierced for our sins, bruised for no fault but ours. His punishment has won our peace, and by his wounds we are healed. Amen. Let us pray. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Lord Jesus Christ, you humbled yourself and became as nothing for our redemption. Give to your church the servant mind to display your grace and mercy. We bow the knee and confess your name. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Lord Jesus Christ, on this day the crowd shouted praises. But in just a few days, they turned on you. We pray for all at the mercy of fickle popularity. Give government strength and courage to hold to what is true and what is right. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Jesus, Lord Christ, as the crowd spread their cloaks and waved tree branches in your honor, we give thanks for the occasions that fill us with joy at being alive. Draw us closer to one another and to you. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Lord Jesus Christ, in your passion we see our human frailty. Be with all whose endurance is strained and spirit is weakened by their ailments. Sustain the weary with your eternal word. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Lord Jesus Christ, you shared our life even to the point of death. Gather to yourself in gentleness and peace all who have died. As you are highly exalted, so may we come to share in your eternal kingdom. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 651. It is a thing most wonderful. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may Christ crucified draw you to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. And we remind you, even as we celebrate Holy Week, that COVID-19 is still around, and so we remind you to be careful. Continue to wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds in crowded areas. Wear a mask and strive as far as possible to keep your distance. And we pray that this will truly be a Holy Week for you. We end with CPWI 550, Lord of the Dance.
Oh.